The Empire State Youth Orchestra has announced the 2018-2019 season, which celebrates 40 years of the organization and the hiring of Carlos Agreda, the new music director and conductor of the Youth Orchestra. The organization is comprised of 10 performing ensembles that collectively play over 30 concerts per year. This past spring, the ESYO Board of Directors announced the hiring of Carlos after an extensive international search. He is originally from Colombia, has worked with many orchestras in different countries, and he joins us to talk about the Empire State Youth Orchestra and their Big Fall concert taking place at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30. Carlos Agreda, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me here.
Very nice to have you on the program. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ultimately came to this gig.
Well, I am a musician, as you well described, and I am passionate about symphonic music, also passionate about education and the power of music of shaping lives. So that's why what SEO does felt something very close to what I love. And I was very happy to join this organization.
When it comes to working with, so how long have you been on the job now?
2 months, 3 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
So you're getting a feel for it now. You get a sense of what's happening.
That's correct, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what it's been like to start in and get ready for the concert that will be taking place Saturday night.
Yeah, well, we have been rehearsing for a couple of weeks. I was very happily surprised when I started rehearsing with the youth orchestra musicians, since it's very evident the talent and the potential that they have. And they are also very excited about the repertoire that we are doing this time. And I couldn't be more happy.
Now, did you adopt this program or did you have a hand in picking this program?
I did select every piece of the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think it is about this music that excited the young musicians?
Well, I think these pieces are very crucial in terms of education, like development of orchestra musicians. So every part of the orchestra, every musician has a specific role, and this kind of repertoire helps them to realize, to know, to learn how to play that specific role. And also we're doing very traditional repertoire, which is Dvorak Symphony No. 9 from the New World.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the Barber of Seville Overture by Rossini, the Capriccio Español by Rimsky-Korsakov, which are three very known pieces in symphonic repertoire. But on top of that, we're doing Sensemaya, which is a piece by Mexican composer Silvestre Revueltas. He wrote this piece. It's a very interesting piece. It was written in 1938, which is a little bit, sounds a little bit less tonal and more contemporary to than the other pieces.
So you excelled as a young musician, and I'm curious as to, I mean, obviously that gives you a perspective of what it is like for these young musicians and ultimately what you can offer them in the way of leadership, mentorship, and a path forward, musically speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the world has changed so fastly. When I was younger, the world was even more different than it is today. But it is true that no matter what era you live, music has the same impact as in your soul as a young person. The inspiration that we work around in SEO, we want to inspire them to be better human beings, to pursue excellence, and I think music is a good way to inspire that.
And certainly, you were inspired by that.
Yeah, totally.
And what was it? Do you know? Is it what it was that really prevented you from doing anything else but that?
Well, in my personal case, it was very clear. It was a clear call of my vocation. Actually, yesterday, 12 years ago, I decided to become a professional musician. And it was a very clear call from music. I felt that something a little bit spiritual, in a sense. And I think for young musicians, the fact of being involved, I mean, it's just the most beautiful thing on the universe, right? Music. And just dedicating my life to it is something that I feel just very fortunate to.
So you're, so when you say 12 years ago, mm-hmm. I mean, you were what, 17, 16, 17 years old?
15 years
15 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, you're very young now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the thing is, in my particular case, I had to leave high school before finishing it. So in Colombia, my university is a very special place where you could start a music career at the university and college before finishing high school, and finishing high school courses there at the same time. So that's why I could enter college at
right.
the age of 15. And that decision had to be made very seriously. And that's why I can remember very well when it was made.
So you make that decision at 15,
mm-hmm.
and the musicians that you are working with now are in that age range, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
actually.
They're 15, 16, 17 years old.
Yeah. That is
correct. So they're up against decisions just like the one you had to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the beautiful responsibilities of what I do right now, because nowadays the world has so many offers. Kids have so many things to do, and music is sometimes not a priority. So inspiring them in everything of what we do at ACO is something that is really, really important for us. Especially, but not only because of what they want to become, not because they might be great professional musicians, or because we want them to be professional musicians. It's just because we want them to be excellent in everything they do, or excellent human beings. And what we do with music is inspiring that excellence.
Do you the orchestra has always been known for traveling, for bringing the musicians to various places, bringing the music to people. I assume that will all continue.
Yes, of course. Actually, we are last summer our wind orchestra went to Hungary on a tour. Our youth orchestra, the one that I conduct, will start. We are starting doing plans about our next international tour that will take place next year. We don't have any details yet, but
right.
that's still, those policies are still happening.
And that's an important part of it, right? An important part of the understanding, the education, and of musical influences to play in other places and to have that experience.
Yes, that is really important, because music is, well, this is a very cliche quote, but music is a universal language. And when you understand, when you travel and you see that other people with completely different cultures are able to deal with music, and music has the same impact that they have on you, is very special and very important in your perception of the world, and of how the world works, and how life works, and how music is connecting everything together.
So when you, musicians are very nomadic by nature. So is it nice to have a home, you know, to a place where you can hang your hat for a little while?
Yeah, I think it's, I think it depends on personalities. I do not know what to call home, to be honest, myself. I am starting to call home Albany since I moved here. And I love the warmth of the people and the community. But that is something that some musicians just like to be in one place, and they that's why they audition to orchestras and they just stay there forever. But I personally love traveling. I think I love that quote that says, "Travel is the only thing you buy that makes you richer." That has been totally my case.
Yeah. And you said cliche, but it really isn't, in the sense that you understand not only the other cultures, you understand the universal language of music, but you also understand what it's like to, I mean, what a wonderful experience for especially young people like yourself just a few years ago, going from place to place and understanding those different cultures and putting that into a musical context as well.
Yeah, totally. Just traveling without music is already a enriching experience. And I think when you do it through music, you realize that those people that are so different than you are having very meaningful experiences through music. And those meaningful experiences through music are the same that you are living. And that makes you transcend the concept of music playing.
So give us a sense. We talked a little bit about what you'll be performing on Saturday night. First of all, what do you make of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall?
Well, I haven't experienced the okay. hall yet musically. I have seen it. It looks beautiful. I hear that it is one of the best acoustics in the country.
That's right.
And I'm very looking forward to experience that. Second, our concert. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm so excited to get to experience that hall. We will do. There's something that I am bringing to the organization, the culture of pre-concert talks. So I will be giving a pre-concert talk 30 minutes before the show to talk with the audience directly about the repertoire that we will be performing and have a little bit of different contexts before the performance.
Oh, yeah. So that's that is wonderful to give a context.
Yeah, I love classical music. Sometimes classical music, some pieces could be a little bit more abstract than other. Music could be more abstract than mm-hmm. other art forms. So I believe that when you understand rationally something, you would be able to enjoy it even more. And just sharing what we feel, what I feel, what the orchestra feels about these pieces with the audience as well, give us more connection with the audience.
Carlos Agudez, the new music director and conductor of the Empire State Youth Orchestra. Their big fall concert is taking place at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday, the 3rd of November at 7:30. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Carlos, what a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for being with us, and congratulations on the new job, and best of luck, and have a beautiful first performance at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday night.
Thank you very much. Yeah, great, I appreciate pleasure. Your time.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.